But first, we received this dispatch from Edinburgh's youngest trams correspondent, 3-year-old Gregor Wands, on his experience on board this morning with a little help from his dad, Chris.
We've come to, I think it's going to be the stop before ours. We're at the West End. We're in Shandwick Place.
We need to get the train track to get to Princess Street.
No, we're going to keep sitting on this tram for, I think, one more stop, and then we'll get off at Princess Street and we'll be able to see all kinds of interesting things in the centre of Edinburgh, won't we? We'll be in the middle of the big city.
The big city!
And do you remember from being in the big city before what we can see when we're on Princess Street?
I can see some trees.
You can see some trees now, that's for sure. Do you like the noise? And that's the bell, that means the tram's about to go. Can you make that noise?
Boom!
Boom!
Going, going!
I think we might be about to go onto Princess Street. Look, you can see the sunshine. Oh, what can you see? The big Caledonian Hotel?
Maybe we could go to the park after and then go back on the tram.
That sounds like a great idea. And what can you see up on the hill up there?
A castle.
That's right, Edinburgh Castle.
Edinburgh isn't my castle. And I tried as hard as I could, and when I came to the top, I found Edinburgh Castle. And there's a flag.
There's a flag on the very top. Yeah. Oh, I think we're about to get off.
Is this our stop?
It will be in a second, yeah.
Wait.
Here we come. Off we get. Good boy.
Now,
right, be careful. So tell me, did you enjoy that first trip on Edinburgh tram?
That tram's going to Croston, and I'll hear the doorbell.
You going to wave? You going to wave at the tram when it goes away?
There. There. Bye, my tram. It's going away. Oh, it's going away.
As is Gregor Wands, 3-year-old Gregor there, with his dad, Chris, on one of the first trams here in Edinburgh this morning.